President Obama is prepared to move ahead with a limited military strike in Syria, according to unnamed senior officials cited this morning by the New York Times. That even without the support of international allies, including Great Britain, which rejected a strike last night. While world leaders debate how to respond to claims that Syria's government is responsible for chemical weapons attacks, the Syrian community in Massachusetts is anxiously watching. Many Syrian Americans living here say the global community waited too long to take action, and several have taken matters into their own hands. WBUR's Usma Khalid spoke to Syrians just returned here after traveling to their country trying to help.
My name is Omar Salem. I was born and raised in Damascus.
Salem is an orthodontist living in Canton. When he's not fixing teeth, he's fixated on the latest from Syria. He's tuned in to Arabic TV for news on the UN investigation into the alleged use of chemical weapons by the Syrian government. We drink tea and Salem offers me walnut cookies, fresh from Syria. You can't find the good ones here, his wife tells me.
Yeah, they're not the best.
Salem's in-laws are living with him because the situation in Syria is so unsafe. Their house was hit by rocket fire. Since the uprising in Syria began 2.5 years ago, Salem has tried to help his homeland, fundraising for Syrian hospitals, posting articles on Facebook, but he felt like none of that was enough.
These people are my people, and if we don't help them, nobody will.
So last month, Salem packed his bags and flew to Turkey, from where he crossed the border into Syria. He offered dental care and emotional support to refugees.
I really felt an obligation almost that I should go. And I actually think that every Syrian American should actually attempt at least to visit over there and see those people, see our people.
Salem, like many Syrian Americans, can rattle off the unsettling statistics of this war without any footnotes. 100,000 killed, 4 million refugees, 1 million of those children. The data points go on and on, but they all prove one point to Salem, that Syria's president needs to go. Salem says the Syrian government has been a dictatorship for far too long. In fact, Salem says the secret police even went to his parents' house in Damascus and warned them that he, the son in America, was too outspoken, too radical. Salem is disgusted with the Syrian regime, but for him, the question of military intervention is a prickly one.
It's almost unfair to live thousands of miles away and say, I'm 100% for military intervention.
Salem knows there's the possibility more civilians could be hurt.
I do have mixed feeling about it, but I really cannot see this crime go without any consequences. The regime must be told that enough is enough.
For Ghazwan Akash, there are no mixed feelings. Akash is a pulmonologist in Burlington. His mom, his dad, his siblings, his in-laws, essentially his entire family, lives in Syria. He used to visit every summer, but he hasn't seen them in 3 years. A few months ago, he too went to Syria to volunteer in the intensive care unit of a hospital in the northern city of Idlib. The situation was so dire, he says, a team of 4 doctors were performing about 20 surgeries a day. Akash says international military intervention would be a welcome relief, but he won't believe it till he sees it.
I mean, we've been let down so many times that, like, okay, we can only rely on God and on ourselves. If we keep relying and hoping that the West will intervene, we're going to get disappointment after disappointment.
Akash says he saw a woman months ago in Syria who had boils on her skin. So the reported gas attack last week that allegedly killed over 300 people is not surprising to Akash. He thinks the Syrian president has been using chemical weapons all along.
The international community gave him break after break after break, so he decided to take his chances and do it on a larger scale. And I think if they don't do something soon, he's going to definitely do it on a much larger scale.
And that's a sentiment Ala Ash-Sha'ar can agree with.
I think it's important that there is some sort of intervention at this point, and probably earlier would have been better considering it's been 2.5 years.
Ashar's cynicism is a common theme among Syrian Americans. Why, they wonder, did 100,000 people have to die before the world thought to get involved? Ashar is a 21-year-old grad student at BU. Much of her extended family still lives in Syria. And in fact, this past July, she too volunteered in a refugee camp in Jordan. She worked with kids who drew pictures of little children flying to heaven as angels with wings. And the more she thinks about a possible military strike, the more she fears the unintended consequences.
Think back to the families and what the side effects are going to be of whatever the intervention is, so you just hope for the best.
Her fear of collateral damage is echoed by other Syrian Americans. But in the same breath, they'll often insist the killing must stop. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Asma Khalid.